Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's the fall season, so it's still time for cleaning up the yard, raking up those leaves. I know my yard, we have a lot of oak trees, and unlike the maples come down pretty much all at the same time, but the oaks, they just seem to fall a few at a time. So you get the yard all cleaned last weekend, and you look at it now after a rain we've had this past week. It's all covered with leaves again. So you got to come out and do it a second time or even a third time. So, you know, if you only have a few leaves, mow them. Grind them up with your lawnmower. Let it sit right in the grass, and it will turn into beautiful compost and help to make the grass grow. But if it's thick, if you can't see the lawn, then you really do have to rake them and put them in your compost pile, put them in your vegetable garden, your flower beds, and, you know, till it into the soil because it's a great source of organic matter. If you're bagging them and you're using those paper bags, remember the Leaf Mate. It's a brand new canvas funnel-shaped product that holds the bag open. It prevents it from breaking. And go to their website, leafmate.com. There's a video that shows you how it works. And it's something that will tell you where you can purchase it also. I know they have some at O'Connor's True Value in Billerica and Rounds Hardware in Stoneham, Massachusetts. But no matter where you live, go to their website, LeafMate, and you can get a dealer locator that will tell you where to find it. But it does make things an awful lot easier. But you can use it in your compost pile, your pine needles the same way, and just rototill them right in, pitchfork them in, and when spring comes, they'll be turning into great organic matter to make your soil that much better for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who's up first this hour?
Well, first is Claire from Massachusetts, who has a question about a lawn.
Claire, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. 5 years ago, I had a new lawn put in because of zoysia grass.
Okay.
They scraped the loam right off, and I had a gorgeous lawn for 5 years. And then the summer with the drought, I watered on the days I was allowed, but it's come back. In the spring, if I have a new lawn put in, before they put the loam down, would a weed screen help?
No.
No.
The only way that you can get rid of zoysia, I mean, zoysia, if you live in Washington, D.C. South, is a good grass. And the main problem with zoysia in a cooler climate like New England is zoysia grass is the last grass to turn green in the spring. It takes heat for the zoysia to change from the brown to the green. And then in the fall, as soon as you get a good killing frost, where the grass turns all white with the frost, then it turns brown. So it's not green for a long period of time. It is very aggressive and very, very strong. So if they come in and they rototill and plant new seed, you're still going to have it. So the only way to get rid of it is you need to use a product like Roundup. When the zoysia has turned green. It doesn't do any good if it's brown. It has to be actively growing, and it has to be green. Then you take the Roundup, spray it on your zoysia, wait 10 days, then you can rototill and plant a new lawn. But until you kill it, it doesn't do any good. If you cut it with the rototiller and it's alive, you're actually going to make more plants. Because when you buy zoysia, it comes in little plugs about the size of a checker or a domino block. So it's very small, about a 1-inch by 1-inch plug, and you put it every 3 feet, and in 2 years, it's nothing but zoysia grass. Again, it's a good grass, but not in a climate like New England, because it takes a long time to get growing, and it's killed early when we do get cold weather. So it's brown for a longer period than when it's green in your lawn. Okay? But as soon as it turns green, hit it with the Roundup. Wait 10 days for the Roundup to get into the stems and the roots. Then you can rototill and plant. And Roundup, when you apply it to your soil, is gone, totally gone from your soil in 10 days. It is a biodegradable product that's killed by the sun and the microbes that live in your soil. Thank you. Great question. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Kevin from Cape Cod, who has a question about raspberries.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Great. And yourself, Kevin?
Good, great. I have a couple of questions. One, I got some raspberries that I really haven't had a lot of luck with. Last year, I chopped them right down on the ground. And this year, I just kind of let them grow, and they're 3 to 5 feet tall. But I'm not getting much vegetables out of them, you know, not much food at all. I was wondering what I was doing, if I was doing something wrong. I also have some apples that, you know, I let go. They're 20-some-odd feet high and probably that wide. And every year, a little bit, I'm cutting them down a little bit more, a little bit more. I'm spraying them with copper. I'm spraying them with dormant oil. But once again, I don't seem to be getting much out of them.
Okay.
What to do?
What's the exposure of the raspberries and the apples? Are they getting plenty of sun?
Yeah, they're getting plenty of sun. The only sun they don't get maybe is, you know, last few hours in the afternoon, the oaks will kind of shade them a little bit.
Okay. Have you ever lined the soil in the gardens and around the apple trees?
Yes, I line them every fall. Every fall, every spring, because I'm on the Cape, you know, with the sand and the oak trees.
Okay. This is what I'd like to have you do. First, on your apples, if the tree is really big and has gotten out of control, what you have to say to yourself is, I need to control the height of that plant. And during late February through the middle of March, I got like a month in that time period there, maybe even until April, until the plant starts to get active, you need to grab a saw. You may even need to grab a chainsaw and walk up to that plant and say, I don't need you to be 25, 30 feet tall. I want you in a neighborhood of around 15, and you need to cut that plant back. You take a saw, you reshape it, and that plant can be easily controlled. That way, it's easier for you to spray for insects and diseases. It's easier for you to maintain. And you're going to have more apples if you can better maintain it. So cut the plant back. But you need to do it during February or March while the plant itself is dormant. On your raspberries. Raspberries produce fruit on the branches only once. When they're done producing fruit, the following year, that cane or branch will only make foliage. So when you have picked up the last of the raspberries, make sure that in the fall you cut that cane to the ground and dispose of it. The new shoots that will come up will be producing the following year. So for the most part, what I do, and I have raspberries in my garden, during October, once you've had a frost and the leaves are beginning to come off of it into early November, you'll look at the top of the branches of the raspberries. Look for the cluster where the berries were. You'll see the remains of the flower cluster. Cut that branch off and get rid of it. Any branches that made no flowers, leave them there. So you're removing probably 60% or more of the old branches it produces on the new growth.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
If you plant the new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you were thinking of joining us as we tour Ireland May 12th through the 21st, if you're traveling single and you're willing to share a room, you can save yourself probably $400 or $500. If you give Largate Travel a phone call, their number is 800-322-9481. They'll try and match you with somebody that has the same types of activities, whether you're smoking or non-smoking, male and female. And they'll help you to find a roommate so that it will save you some money to make it more feasible for you to join us. But give them a call. They'll give you a whole bunch of information about Ireland. It's a great trip at a time of the year where the gardens are going to be beautiful, and you're going to get to see the coast of Ireland, the mountains, and the countryside. Some beautiful gardens, castles, and just a great trip to start off your springtime. Go to my website, paulparent.com, and read about it. And if you click on the darker colored words, it will take you directly to the gardens to see what it's all about. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Louise from... Let's see here, Merrimack, New Hampshire, who has a question about Amandaville.
Okay, Louise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
How do you winter? How do you bring in diplodanias so that they're nice and green all winter and insect-free?
Okay, what I do, any houseplants, and I put all of my houseplants outside around the middle to the end of May, depending on what the weather is like. But everything goes outside. Every plant in my house, outdoors. When the kids start to go back to school in September, I watch the weather. And usually by the middle to the end of September, I'm bringing them inside the house. And what I do, I spray every plant with something called all-season oil. And all-season oil is a natural product that coats the plant and smothers the insect as well as any of the eggs that the insects have left on the plant. And then I bring them inside the house. So that way I'm not bringing in potential problems into my home. Now, diplodemia can be brought into the house put into a north-facing window. It doesn't need to have full sun, just plenty of light. And it's possible for both the Diplodemia and the Mandevilla to have them flower till Thanksgiving and probably even until Christmas time if they get plenty of light. During the winter, your days are getting shorter and shorter. What I do is I feed them every 2 weeks with something like Miracle-Gro, or I will use Osmocote that will last in the soil for 90 days. And they do very, very well. So, but you need to bring them in because, you know, the days are really getting cold. But use all season oil. You can use that any time of the year. And right now, for most of us, we've got the windows closed. And if you're using any general purpose indoor plant spray, you're breathing all of those fumes. When you use an oil spray, you can use horticultural oil also. But either horticultural oil or all-season oil, turn the plant upside down. Spray the underside of the plant. Set it upright, spray the top of the plant with the oil, and it smothers, and there's no fumes. During the summer, the windows are open. It's not a big deal. But during the winter, you're breathing the fumes from that plant. And by using an oil spray, it really does make it a lot safer for you. And it does a great job because the oil will smother the eggs before they have a chance to hatch and make the problem even worse.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Well, this time of the year, you know, we're putting the garden to bed, and that means that we're cutting back all the foliage of our annuals, our perennials, our vegetable garden is all put away, and the plants that animals normally feed on is getting less and less. Also, in the wild, a lot of the natural plants are gone, and that means the increased amount of feeding by animals coming closer to your home, possibly eating your shrubs, your trees, the buds from your flowering trees. So to give you a little bit of idea on how you can cut back on the loss of animals destroying your property, we have asked Gregory Extedy to join us this morning. He is from the Bob Bex Company, and he's going to try to explain to you why the animals are coming right up to your house and eating your trees, your shrubs, and possibly creating problems for you during the winter. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How's everything with you?
Good. I was listening to you talk about how the natural resources for the deer and animals are dwindling, but I just have one little caveat, and I wanted to check with you also, but I've noticed that we had a very good acorn crop this year. How is it up in Maine? Did you experience the same thing?
We have a very heavy acorn crop.
Yeah, that was interesting with the hot and dry summer that we had this year. It was I'm kind of amazed that the acorns developed so well. But yes, there is going to be a little bit of acorns for the deer to eat during the this month and next month. But as soon as they get covered up with snow and ice, they're going to have to move on to the more, the things that are stay green, which winds up being the hollies, the yews, the arborvitaes, and the rhododendrons, down on the list, they'll go after rhododendrons, but that's way down their preferred list. But they'll readily go after the arborvitaes. They love the arborvitaes. And it's hard to grow those back. Once they're hit pretty hard, and you can see through them up to about 6 feet, it's hard to get them back. So
now, what is the best way to prevent this from happening to your property?
Well, what you want to do, even though we did have a good acorn crop, you want to start by behavior modification. Spray, use your sprays, get your fencing up, get your protection up now in November. You're protecting your gardens and your yards. That's a year-round endeavor, because once a deer acquires your property as its hunting ground, per se, for lack of a better term, they come back and they'll keep on coming back. But if you can stop them early and preventing them to come to you, they won't come to you during the dark days of March and February when everything is decimated in the woods, and then they're really going after you, because basically February, end of February and early March is the worst time of the year for them, because that's just before things start coming up. And all of their natural resources, even with this great acorn crop we had, it's all going to be gone. So
you've got to start training them now.
Yep. It's the conditioned response. Why you don't feed the bears in the park? Why? Well, you don't want people, or you want bears associating people with food. Same thing, conditioned response. You don't want the deer to associate your yard with a food source. So use the same logic. So if you can keep them away, they'll stay away.
So how do we begin? I mean, we've cleaned our bed, so mm-hmm. I mean, there's no more foliage from perennials.
The animals are gone.
The vegetables are gone.
Yep. All the hostas are cleaned up. All the remnants. You know, clean up all that remnants. Pick up your hosta leaves. That I know they're dying and dead. There may be a little bit of nutritional value left to them. Get rid of all that stuff, because that may just be enough for them to keep coming back. And then what you want to do is you want to pick a spray, or if you want to use barrier fencing, that's fine. If you want to use electronic measures, that's fine. But you want to start it in November. With our product, we commit to a 2-month protection. Other products may vary, so you want to just read the label, make sure that you're getting, you know, make sure you follow the directions on the product. But for us, we recommend people start in November, give the plants a good coat. Your arborvitaes, your rhododendrons, your hollies, anything that stays green through and keeps their leaves through the winter. Try to spray underneath the leaves, too. So that's the first contact of where the tongue hits the leaf, where they're going to start testing the shrub. And then once you hit a good coat, you want to hit another good coat in January. But yes, I know it's very difficult. It's cold, it's sleeting, it's rainy, it's snowy, it's miserable outside. But every once in a while, we'll have that nice day where it's 40 degrees. Take the opportunity, if you can, and run out and spray again. Because on liquid sprays, you want to make sure you're spraying above the freezing temperature. And that's
okay. Now, what makes one of the things that makes your product different is yours is liquid, so
yep.
that you can coat the actual plant.
Yep.
With the deer repellent, while other products are powder that you sprinkle around the base of the plant. You get a foot of snow, it's covered, and it
exactly.
doesn't work anymore.
Yep. Those granulars are good up to about 12 inches. So if you've got low-lying shrubbery, that's good for that. But when you've got an arborvitae that they're eating up to 6-7 feet, you know, sprinkling the granular on there isn't going to help that. Also, the difference in our product is that we have a fish oil in our product. And the fish oil is a natural sticking agent. And what that does is once the product dries, it sets up and becomes water insoluble. You know, you cannot get it back into the solution again. So it would have lasted through rains and snows and sleets and things like that.
Now, can you tell us what is in Barbex and what makes it so unique and how it works?
Basically, we put a variety of proteins in there. Eggs, a meat meal, a fish meal, a fish oil. We do have garlic in the product, but it's primarily a protein-based approach. And deer and rabbits and groundhogs, they're herbivores. They're repulsed by the mealy or meaty flavors and textures that are in our products, and the odors, too. It makes the plant strange, and these skittish animals are always wary of strange and eerie things, so they tend to avoid them. So once you get the, what you're doing is you're souring the milk. You're making that shrub distasteful to the deer, and hence they'll find something more palatable, something they'll like better. Unfortunately for your neighbors, if you spray your house, your neighbor's going to have to spray theirs too, because you're going to be pushing the deer onto your neighbors.
Okay, so we have a nice arborvitae or a hemlock hedge. We spray the plant. You need to spray it when the temperatures are above freezing. So we're talking like 40 degrees or
so? We say 35. We have the 85-35 rule. Above 35, and what happens is if you spray below 32 degrees, the water in any base water-based product, what's going to happen is as that ice crystal is formed, it's going to draw moisture from the needle or from the leaf, and then it'll turn it brown a little bit. And then you'll think that Bob-X has burned the plant, and that's not the case. It's just that the mechanical action of freezing water tends to dry out or withdraw moisture from the plant. And that's why that happens. And that's why it always should be above 35 degrees.
Okay. Now, I have some friends that work at an apple orchard, and they had a problem last year where the deer came in and they ate all the tips of the branches, which meant a lot less fruit, and the plants didn't look very good. Can you use Bob-X on fruiting trees and flowering trees?
Yes, you can. You want to spray up to about 6 or 7 feet. You know, you don't have to spray too high on those fruited trees or flowering, you know, fruited flowering trees, because the deer can only reach so high on their hind legs. So when you're spraying, you know, just give it a nice misting across the stems and then the leaves and the buds, the future flowers and future leaves for next spring. So yes, you can use it on those items.
I had a question about a month ago. I had a woman that had a magnolia, and the squirrels were coming in and eating all of the flower buds off of her magnolia. Can you put Bob-X on there to prevent that?
Yes, you can. You spray the buds. What you're trying to do is you want to just give it a good spraying around the edges of that magnolia. I have a white flowering magnolia myself, so I know it's just around the outside that all the flowers and leaves are. Also, I recommend for that squirrel problem is to try to put a little cayenne pepper into the mixture for the squirrels. We don't put cayenne in our product, but if you can pepper it up for the squirrels, they have an adverse sensitivity to spicy seasoning. So what I would say is just take a tablespoon of cayenne and put it into your tank, give it a good shake, and that'll help keep them at bay.
Okay, now plants that have buds but no foliage, for example, exuberry, azaleas, I've seen deer eat that, and ground covers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put Bob-X on ground covers as well as deciduous plants where they may eat the bark or kind of chew around the plant?
Yes, you can. You can do Bob-X is safe for all of those applications. It's not going to harm the plant at all. In fact, with all the proteins and natural organic materials, we also put in some Epsom salts and we put in some urea, which is a high percentage nitrogen product. And we do that not for the repellency, but for plant development and plant viability. So Bob-X is a plant nutrient also. We don't tout it on the label, but Bob-X is good for plants. So it can be used on those applications. And when you're talking the trunks, though, if you're talking non-leafy areas, you may want to go directly with the concentrate straight. You get the maximum use of the product on those applications because you're not worried about transpiration of the plant, meaning the breathability of the plant at this point in time. So you can go full dosage on it.
Okay. Now, once spring arrives and the deer come back in, tulips start poking out of the ground. Can you use it on delicate new foliage
Yes.
that the plants are going
Yes.
to be producing?
You have to. You have to because, what, like I said before, it's always, I use a bad pun. It's always darkest before dawn, okay? Meaning that come March, beginning of March, all of their natural resources in the forests and woods are depleted, okay? So now they're starving. They're hungry. And all of a sudden, you have this buffet that starts popping out of the ground for them. They're going to start nipping these tulips off at the first half inch. And guess what? At the very top of the tulip, that's where your flower is. So if they nip off that first half inch, you just have a green stem that comes out of the ground at that point in time. So you have to start at the first half inch, and you want to spray about every 2 inches. We mentioned every 10 to 14 days on our labeling to spray, but if you've got a plant that grows and has a life cycle of 3 weeks, you need to spray a little more often.
Wonderful. Greg, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We want to encourage you to check out their website, which is bobex.com. Great information, and we'll tell you exactly how to prevent animals from destroying your gardens and all of your hard work.
B-O-B-B-E-X.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
This is Ralph from Cape Cod, who has a question about a fig tree.
Ralph, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning,
the Garden
Paul.
Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. We'll be going on a trip to Ireland with you, and we're looking forward to it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I have a fig tree, 5 years old, at least 7 foot tall. And we had a great harvest this year, at least 200 figs.
Wow.
I think, yeah, it was a real good year for it. How do I prune it, and when do I prune it?
Do your pruning in the spring. Right now, all the energy has drained down the stems and is stored in a root system. So I would say late April, early May, then you can prune it to control the height and the shape of the plant. And that will probably also help you to encourage shoots to develop from the roots. But the other thing also, Ralph, the branches that you prune back, if you can buy some rooting powder for what they call hard wood cuttings. It's not the little tinfoil envelopes. You've got to buy a special rooting powder. It's a higher concentration of the acid that's used to develop the root system. And all of the garden centers can get that for you. But when you cut it back, if you take all of those tips, about 6 inches long, dip them in the rooting powder, stick them in some soil and keep it nice and warm, you can make a whole bunch of new plants so that you have more plants for the future. And if you live on Cape Cod, a lot of these figs can grow naturally in the wild in your garden. Or if you live north of Cape Cod, you can grow them in containers. I have a fig tree in my yard here in Maine. It's in a 14-inch pot, and once all the leaves come off, it spends the winter in my basement, and comes back out during early April, and it does wonderful. I didn't have as many as you, but I had quite a few figs that developed from that plant during the late summer and into the early fall. And if you've never had a fresh fig, it's totally different tasting than what most people think figs taste like. It does not taste like a fig Newton. No way. Totally, totally different. Much better flavor. Much better taste. And it's something that you will enjoy. But you can root the cuttings in the springtime when you cut it back with a rooting powder for hard wood cuttings. Very, very easy to do at that time of the year. And that way you can control the size, make it thicker, make it fuller, and also increase the diameter of your stem to make it even stronger, especially if you live on the Cape. You never know when you're going to have a heavy snow, and a stronger stem will make it a lot hardier. But very easy to do, and I'm sure that you can take care of it. So prune it back, but wait until we get into mid to late April, even early May. That way you're sure that there's energy that was once in the root system has had a chance to come up and is now near the buds. That will stimulate the rooting a lot faster. Thank you. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together so that you can have a great gardening season. That's 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Give us a call right now, 800-259-9231.